me. And I went up to West Valley and talked with them, and hopefully we'll have a contract in place. So that's kind of how I got here, was their request to have someone come in and give them a hand.
Thanks, Chief. I appreciate you being here, and hopefully you can remain on to answer any questions our board may have. Harry, you may.
All right. So item B, contract for services with West Valley, discussion and review. So you want to give us the results of their meeting, Les?
We attended the meeting the other night. Forgive me, Tuesday, I believe. I don't remember, Monday or Tuesday. Anyway, the meeting initially started off, the discussion was they believe that they cannot afford the $250,000 that we presented to be our initial request. So they came back, and through Chief Abel, they were able to ask us what we could do. And working through Chief Abel, you see the presentation. Did everyone receive the email, first of all?
Yes.
Okay. So now that you've seen it, we can open it up for discussion. The gist of the matter is, you see what's been changed. That is at their request, specifically because their belief is that their money is limited and they didn't think they could make it a year. Chief Abel, if I missed something there, please let me know.
Yeah, I'd just like to clarify, the main concern that we had is, you know, locked in for the full 365 days. That's why we proposed, could we do, actually originally came and asked, can we do something for 60 days or so? And Chief Thomas said, yeah, I don't think so. And looked at 90 days with a 90 day out, which would coincide with the start of next fiscal year. I'm looking at the fact that it may take several weeks to really figure out the position where West Valley is and be able to make some recommendations to the board. But with the proposal, it's for sure for 6 months on there. And then we'll decide where we go from there, hopefully between the cooperation of both districts.
Thank you, Chief. I appreciate the clarification.
So thoughts on the, that, and that was the only change they proposed, was just the terms of the contract. So we would be guaranteed $125,000, and 6 months would be the term of the contract. Well, it's 90 days with a 90 day out, so that gives us 6 months, and then we kind of go from there. So what are your thoughts?
Well, I guess, first of all, I'd just like to ask, and maybe Chief Abel, you have this information or not, if this is what they asked for, because it seems like every time we put together a contract of what they asked for, then it becomes a big cluster and they don't want to sign it. Do you think they're going to go with this now that we've put this together?
Thank you for bringing that up. I have very limited experience with West Valley. I've been there for like two half days and all.
I know.
And I guess I could say that I've been frustrated, and I really appreciate the fact that Sheridan is actually even considering a change here. The Sheridan board is going to be meeting, look at the calendar, on the 28th. They either at that point need to say yay or nay, because there is no time. I mean, this is the very last minute. And when I met with them this last week, we're there to talk about my contract, and the Sheridan contract came up and they had concerns. And my only comment is, okay, I'm not on board yet, but I'd be glad to go talk to Chief Thomas, see if there's something that can be worked out on there so we get this done. So what we're trying to do is get something that is workable. Well, first, I can answer your question is, yes, I believe the fire district is going to sign it. I have no reason to believe they're not. If they do not sign it, probably shouldn't say this, but you know, I don't know what their other options are, and they probably don't need me on there. Because basically they don't have a delivery system in place. So I believe they will sign that. There was one other item that Chief Thomas and I discussed, and that is the exclusive rights for Sheridan Fire District for providing the EMS services. There was some discussion about adding other units to run cards and things, and my feeling is that if Sheridan is providing coverage in a certain area, if they want to add additional resources, that needs to be up to Sheridan Fire District, not up to West Valley Fire District. So that was the other change that was in there that we discussed. But yes, to answer your question directly, yes, I believe they will sign it. Again, I can't speak for the board, but I believe they will.
Well, I appreciate that. And I appreciate you bringing the exclusivity up to Chief Thomas and talk about that. Because I think that's, you know, there's just been so many wild card things. Every time we think we've got it figured out and dialed in, we go off in the weeds somewhere. And to be honest, I think we're all getting tired of living in the weeds.
You know, I've got to agree with you. This is, should have been settled at least a month ago on there. And one of the things I'm hoping is to be able to help guide the board in making their decisions and, you know, moving things along so there can be a successful ending to this, whatever this whole process is going to be.
Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else thoughts?
Of course.
Go ahead, Carol.
So a question I would have would be, we move forward, we sign this, we're in it for 6 months, but if things don't turn around and Chief Abel says, you know what, I'm out of here, you people are not, you're not moving forward, where does that leave us? Still sitting in the middle of the quagmire?
I don't know if you're directing that towards me or Chief Thomas.
It's kind of a general thought.
Sure, you know, that's fair. The agreement in this case says that Sheridan Fire will provide fire and emergency response, EMS response, into West or Willamina area, West Valley area, sharing part of the area with the tribes and all. West Valley has got to determine what they're going to be doing before the beginning of the fiscal year. That's why, you know, I suggested we go till the beginning of the fiscal year. And I haven't had an opportunity to provide options to them, but they're either A, going to have to reinstate their own fire district, they're going to have to enter into some cooperative agreements, contracts, or something. Again, I haven't officially even started there yet, but I think that we're going to be good for the 6 months. If West Valley, for some reason, violates any of the terms of the contract, as I read this, that gives Sheridan the out on that as well.
Did that answer your question, Carol?
I think so. Maybe we should have run this whole thing through eHarmony to see how it, you know, meshed together. It's kind of what it feels like. Yeah, Harry, that did.
Okay. Ray or Pete, do you guys have anything?
No, I've visited with both of our chiefs and read through this, and I'm kind of to the point of this is going to give them 6 months to not be rushed into something, but 6 months to try to figure something out. It's going to give us kind of a test run to see how this whole thing goes. It's the same amount of money that we were asking for, essentially, just a shorter time period, but the same monies. We have things that we need to work on, and I'm ready to move forward, and I'm okay with this personally. I think we send it back to them. We agree, or at least my opinion is we agree with what we saw in front of us, and if they'll sign it, then we move forward, start providing transport and service to them, and see where we're at in 6 months. I don't see how we're going to get hurt in this by doing it.
Okay. Ray, do you have anything?
You know, I really don't have anything to add. I think we need to do this.
Okay. Does someone want to make a motion?
Move to proceed with the contract as presented tonight send that to West Valley and see if we can get a signature and get moving.
Okay. Could you include in your motion authorization for me to sign it if they approve it?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Do I have a second?
I would second that.
Okay. I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, I'm going to call for a roll call vote since we're virtual. All those in favor, Tammy?
Aye.
Ray?
Aye.
Carol?
Aye.
Pete?
Aye.
And I vote aye also. Thank you all for your patience on this. I think we now have audience participation, so please identify yourself and limit your comments to 3 minutes or less. Is there anybody that would like to speak at this time?
I could just thank the board, A, for approving the contract, and B, for their extraordinary patience in working with West Valley. I really appreciate it. I think we'll be able to move forward. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, Steve. And again, thank you to the board members for your patience and all this also. I know it's been trying. Hopefully we get this under our belt and we can move forward, and hopefully we can assist West Valley in getting back on their feet and becoming a viable district again. So thank you very much.
I want to thank, Harry, I'd like to thank both of our chiefs here for working together so quickly to try and help that district and get them on their feet.
Okay, I agree. Thank you, Carol. Anyone else?
Thanks to Larry and also to Steve for working well. They've known each other, and Larry said some really positive things. And Steve is, as advertised, very professional. I believe if anyone can assist this process moving forward, it's going to be Chief Abel. And I look forward to working with him. And we've already spoke about helping each other out in any way that we can. So thank you for your support, board, and we'll keep you up to speed as much and as often as possible.
Okay. Anyone else? Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So move.
I'll second it.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. You all have a very, very Merry Christmas. And a Happy New Year, and hopefully we won't have another meeting before the end of the year. So
let's hope not.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Time over is 6:21. Rick Mishler wants to come in, by the way.
Okay, let's go ahead and listen to Rick.
All right.
Go ahead, Rick.
Not yet. I just submitted him. Give him a second. There he is. He just came in.
Okay, go ahead, Rick.
Mm-hmm. Rick, if you can hear us, you need to unmute. We are we're offering for you to speak. We've already met. Our meeting is already done.
Is he there?
Yeah, he's on.
Is he going to speak to us, or was he just wanting to listen?
He just logged in and I let him in, is what I'm saying. Yeah. I've asked him to unmute, so.
Rick, if you can hear me, you need to unmute. There he is. Rick, did you want to speak? I don't know if he can hear us.
Oh, well. Goodbye.
Yeah. Sounds like he doesn't want to.
I think he was just listening. So I think meeting's adjourned if he's not got anything to add.
All right. So we're officially adjourned. Everybody have a Merry Christmas.
You too, guys.
If you're traveling. Please be careful. I know that the Battenbergers are heading up I-84. That could be interesting on the way home.
We're past that.